Hi Jen, we hear that shift work is back in the news again, and according to a study of the Journal of Neuroscience, the colour of your night light might maybe making a big difference to your mood, and apparently in relation to shift work. What's your opinion on these findings?
Yeah, I heard that story as well. So it seems that within the study that they used hamsters as a test subject, but those that were exposed to white or blue lights were over time more depressed, whereas those exposed to red lights were apparently happier. Although I haven't read the study myself, I don't know what the definition of a happy hamster might be. but it does bring an important issue to the forefront, which is shift work and the effects on health and well-being. This is something that at IOSH we've been very interested in and monitoring over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you mentioned obviously IOSH itself has done its own research into shift work.
We have, yes, we're just drawing to the end of a 3-year study with the University of Monaco on the effects of shift work in relation to aging. So it's going to be very useful to see what those findings bring and the correlation between the two.
Okay, and when are these findings going to be published? I'm guessing they're going to be on our website at some point.
They are. We are publishing a full report and a summary report on our website, probably in the new year or around Christmas time.
Okay, and obviously, hamsters is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek thing, really, is in relation to this study anyway. But how important is research into shift patterns and in particular employee well-being?
It's really important. There are some very sensible guidelines to working shifts, things like shift patterns and the amount of time you leave between shifting from days to nights. There's also issues about long-term shift work and the effects on health. So we've had published in the British Journal of Medical Science the correlation between shift work and myocardic arrhythmias, so heart attacks and strokes. And we have also seen some research coming out of Canada and Europe that suggests a link between long-term shift work and breast cancer cases in women. So there are lots of research and evidence that are formulating a growing case that we should be looking quite closely at shift work, things like health surveillance for those on permanent night shifts. That's a statutory requirement, and the monitoring of people's health and well-being, because it's not just about being at work, of course, it's the effects of after work, so effects of home life, social, family, quality of sleep, if you're sleeping during the day. So there's a huge amount of factors there that start to affect the body in terms of health and well-being.
And you mentioned the sort of health of and well-being there, and obviously we're a health and safety charity, and I think a lot of the sort of media perception they pick up on that sort of safety aspect, whereas obviously as an institution we're quite proactive in the sort of health and the well-being sort of aspect of that as well, aren't we?
We do. A lot of our work is focused around health and well-being, particularly the work that I do and the team that and the work that my team do is very heavily focused on the health and well-being side of occupational safety and health. We have produced guidelines, technical documents, online tools and resources. For example, we have the Occupational Health Toolkit, which takes you users through modules from stress to managing pregnancies in the workplace to heart disease, stroke, all these different types of things that affect us at work or affect our work.
Sure, and employees and employers can obviously find that online as well,
Absolutely,
can't
it's on our website. It's the Occupational Health Toolkit. It's written as a one-stop shop for everyone, employers, members, practitioners. And the general public will find it very useful.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks for spending a bit of time with us, Jen. Thanks very much.
Thank you.